Amen. Proverbs chapter 23. This is June the 23rd on Proverbs for the Day. Proverbs chapter 23, June 23rd, verses 12 through 14 of Proverbs chapter 23. Apply thine heart unto instruction and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Boy, strong passage, amen. Now, the Lord knows man. Don't forget that. Because the Lord knows man, we must learn from the Lord. The philosophers thought they were being so clever when they'd say, know thyself. Another one said, I know, therefore I am. Well, I came to the conclusion in high school then, before I was saved, that if I know, therefore I am, if I don't know, I may not be. You'll get that in a minute. But the whole idea is that we learn from the Lord. What we could learn from ourselves is like a BB thrown in the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean. You'd have a hard time finding it. Now, look at this verse. Apply thine heart unto instruction and thine ears to the words of knowledge. First of all, hold yourself to what you hear. Now, obviously, if you hold yourself to what you hear, then it means that you got to beware of what you hear. And that really should go without saying, but it doesn't today. People, have you ever thought why they spend money to put things on the radio and put things on cable and put things on television and put things on billboards? They're trying to get money back out of it. Or somebody is spending millions and millions for their cause. They're spending for their cause called Believe, or they're spending their cause called, for a better life and all that sort of thing. The words, look, thine ears to the words of knowledge. The words, that's Scripture. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You're supposed to be tied up with the words that God gave us. One of the reasons that we consistently, constantly affirm and remind people about the words of God being found in your King James Bible is because that's where you find them. And when they play and twist and turn and add and omit those words, they change what God's teaching. Notice here what he says, apply thine heart unto instruction and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Now, that's important because he's going to talk about correcting, where he says, withhold not correction. Correction is a Bible subject. Correction is a Bible topic. In fact, much of the Bible is taken up with it. The Bible tells us in Proverbs here, 15 verse 10, correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way. In Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. He tells us earlier on in the book of Proverbs, right over here in Proverbs chapter 3, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. Now, for us to be able to correct the child, which we're going to talk about, we've got to hold ourselves to what we hear. And then, of course, to do that, if you're going to hold yourself to what you hear, you got to hear. So remember that the whole idea is it starts with us as an individual hearing and then holding ourselves to it. So we have to hold ourselves to what we hear. You know, it's important to realize where God puts correction in these matters. For example, he says, in vain have I smitten your children. They received no correction. Your own sword hath devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. He said they didn't receive correction. And so we have to understand that receiving correction is a part of life. Jeremiah 2 verse 30, Jeremiah 5, 3, O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, they have not refused, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Of course, we know that he gave us this book, the words of God. He gave it to us for that purpose. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. So we need to understand that. We need to hold ourselves to what we hear. Oh, I know. You'll come short. Well, when you do, hold yourself to the fact that you came short. Listen, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. It's not grievous. Now we know, Hebrews 12:11, that no chasing for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous. I understand that. But when we are, we have to understand why it is, who's behind it, what's going on. See, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. Hold yourself to what you hear. Secondly, verse 13 of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 13. Help your child break the bondage of foolishness. So what do you mean? Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, shalt deliver his soul from hell. Look back across the page at 22:15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Help your child break the bondage of foolishness. You know, he says here, it's so helpful that it'll keep him out of hell. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. Proverbs 19, verse 18. You know, they've done some studies in these kind of matters, and I was reading about a fellow who had a sales company, or he was a sales supervisor, and they had to make phone calls. And you know, it can get pretty taxing and pretty negative, the responses you get and stuff, and then people get to where they dread making the phone calls. And so he came across a little thing where he bought these real thick, strong rubber bands, and they'd put one on their wrist. And he told them that when they started feeling all that negative stuff coming and you know, find themselves kind of holding back from making the next phone call, they said, pull that band back and snap it, and it'll break your train of thought. And it does. You say, well, where'd they come up with that? Well, they've got all these things called synapses and all that. Here's the long and short of it. That correction reset them. And that's exactly what he's talking about here. God knew that way ahead of time and taught it to us. He said, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod. So he didn't correct him only with words, which means, he says, chasten him while there's hope, Proverbs 19, verse 18. That means while they're young, very young. I know you got to be careful in this litigious society. I know you got to be careful in this child services society. But look what he said, verse 13, withhold not. It takes effort and discipline on your part. That's why this whole thing has to start with holding yourself to what you know, to what you hear. And he says, withhold not. It's easier to withhold it. You know, the point is, you have to hold yourself to it first. Now notice, that rod is a kind that doesn't endanger his life. If thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. So it teaches us that whatever the instrument of discipline is, it ain't going to kill him. You take where I live growing up, when they told you to go out and cut that weeping willow branch off that tree, excuse me, it wasn't going to kill you, but you sure almost felt like it was. The sting was incredible. And so we understand that we have to choose it. But you ought to help your child break the bondage of foolishness. If thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. That's why we're doing it, is to get rid of foolishness. You say, well, what if a parent does it out of anger? Okay, they can repent of that. But this modern generation is teaching the child to analyze the parent. It's teaching the wife to analyze the man. And God says, look, I knew that was going to happen, so I wrote my book accordingly. Follow my chain of command. Let me deal with everything. Let the man answer to God, the woman answer to the man, the children answer to mother and father. Why? Because you can help your child break the bond of foolishness, and you can keep him out of hell. You can literally, thou shalt beat him with the rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. You see how strong that is? My goodness, you can't explain that away. And thirdly, with that, heal the wounds with love. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. You say, what kind of love? God's love. God's love. Now, you got to have God's love to give out God's love. You yourself have to taste of it. Listen, Proverbs 27:6, okay? Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. It's not mere sentiment, not humanism. It's the love of God. In other words, hold yourself to it. Then help the child break the bondage of foolishness. It's going to have a wound. It's going to sting. And then, as they turn from it, use the love of God. Heal the wounds with love. Real love. Not human love. Not humanistic love. Not sentimental love. God's love. Teach them how much God loves them, that He gave His Son. Teach them that God inflicted the wounds of our sins upon His Son. He made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. He has taken our sins in His body on the tree. So that's the kind of love you heal it with. And that has to come afterwards. You're not going to love, listen, you're not going to love foolishness out of a child. There are many a parent that loved and loved and loved on their child, and the child went straight to hell. And the more they loved them, the more they went to hell. Why? Because God didn't give us that formula for breaking the bondage of foolishness. Now, hold yourself to what you hear. Help your child break the bondage of foolishness. Heal the wounds of love. Maybe you're not raising children right now. Maybe you don't want to come, try, and you shouldn't be some authority on it, but you can be an encouragement. If you're a grandparent, can I help you with this, please? You can't find one verse in all the Bible that tells you to spoil your child so that they have to go home and do double duty as parents. So, well, I just want them to love me, and I don't want to have to be. Then you're derelict of duty, grandparent. Let me tell you, one of the things that stuck with many of us is the lessons our grandparents taught us. They didn't spoil us. In fact, in some ways, they were a little bit tougher on us, because they backed up the rules of the home. In fact, they were enough old-fashioned. Some of them, they had better rules. And we need to remember that. Hold yourself to what you hear. Help your child break the bondage of foolishness and heal the wounds with love.